Greetings, this is James Gillen. I'm your host on East Eddy Stargate and also BBS Radio. Just a heads up that after we're going to do this show, we'll probably take it down and look for it on Rumble or one of the other sites that we have. Rumble is probably the best one right now. And just, you know, look for East Eddy Stargate on Rumble and you'll check it out. But anyway, because there's some pretty interesting stuff we're going to talk about tonight. So as far as housekeeping, there's just a few tickets left for the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. And we've got an awesome lineup. If you go to eastaddy.org, you can check that out. It's going to be a great conference. And where else can you go to a place and hear such awesome speakers and walk outside at night and look up and have your own UFO experience? We've never had a conference where we didn't have multiple UFOs show up, some at treetop level, both daytime and nighttime settings. So be sure and check that out. And it's about the consciousness and energy here. It's how people connect. And that's why the ships come here, because we're doing something right, which we're going to talk about later. But anyway, the Yoga and Shamanic Healing Retreat on August 5th through the 9th is on the website, eastaddy.org, with Marie Thorne Thompson and Holly Marie, and also the holotropic breath work with the shamanic breathing and journeys with Jay Gill and Holly Marie on August 20th through the 21st. I highly recommend them. And again, it's all on the East Eddy website. So eastaddy.org, not .com. So check it out. Lots happening out there right now. The Schumann resonance, again, is off the scale with massive spikes. We just went through an X-class flare followed by an M-class. We said watch for an increase in severe weather, earthquake, and volcanic activity. You know, within 3 days, sure enough, we had hurricanes and quakes. Globally, California was just hit by a 6.0. This uptick will continue. The formula for solar flares, I want to talk about this because I gave this formula back in the 80s and other people picked up on it and claimed it as their own, which I'm fine. It's more important the information gets out there. The formula is for solar flares and CMEs and the Schumann resonance spikes is depending on the size of the incoming energy, an increase in social political change, behavior from feeling dizziness, heart fluctuations, aches, pains, all the way to comatose, to being agitated with emotional outbursts. You know, these are all symptoms of these energies. Some people call them ascension symptoms, and they are, you know, basically you're being pushed to a new level, a higher frequency. So they do represent the same symptoms. And this is also followed by severe weather or an increase in storms, tornadoes, hurricanes. And that's followed by an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. So it's usually in that order. So if you're experiencing any of this, go to the solar activity or Schumann resonance sites. And we're experiencing waves of energy passing through our solar systems that are exponentially getting stronger. And so expect more of all of the above. A lot of new technologies are coming out using light, magnetic, and scalar waves. The transfer of healthy DNA, rejuvenating, reprogramming old, sick, and dormant cells. Russia and Germany are light years ahead of us with this, these healing technologies and transparency. I would imagine we have the same technologies, but they're not transparent, you know. So anyway, also, too, the real med beds will be appearing soon, as well as smaller handheld devices that are going to be creating miracles. So be careful of the knockoffs. Lots of promises being made by people of lesser integrity with no access to, and most likely may never have the authentic technology. So a lot of this technology, if you don't have the right consciousness and the right character, you'll probably never get it. You know, you may get a lot of money and people backing you and everything, but you may never have access to it just because of your consciousness and your frequency, basically. So just a heads up there. President Trump has set in motion a $1 trillion class action lawsuit against the mainstream social media giants. And I just want to let you see this little deal here. This is Lydia's pre-birthday present for me. See if I can get it. Oh, no, it's not working. Let me try this. Wait.
Here's my next tweet. I
had to share that with you. It cracked me up, and amazing little gift there. But I have quite a few other gifts. I have the.
Listen, you're being rude. You're fake. You're fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude. You're fake news.
All right, and we got the Bigfoot here, Mr. T, and all the other ones. So we can show you those later. So anyway, these media giants who are in truth small in stature when it comes to honesty, integrity, and moral character, as well as wisdom concerning the merits and end result of socialism or communism, are not to be looked up to. In fact, Mr. Zuckerberg has to sit in a booster chair to address Congress. So great meme, by the way, saying how does it feel to be thrown in jail by a man that needs a booster seat? This is all fluff anyway. It's just nonsense. So Facebook just banned Trump for another 2 years. It shows how hilariously out of touch they are. In 2 years on their present course, they'll be a distant memory. The new platforms will leave them in the dust. People are fed up with the censorship and their fake fact checkers and all the other nonsense that's going on there. So let's see how that works out for them, And if you want to correct us for saying President Trump, wait for it. Things are rolling out here. We've been receiving strikes, had our newsletter completely erased. I'm still in Facebook jail, by the way, and for talking about the jab, election fraud, child trafficking, other conservative values or anything else that goes against the satanic Luciferian global elite and the CCP's mass genocide, divide and take down America plan. So, if you want to talk about any of those things, good luck, because you will be censored very quickly. At this point, we'd like to take a moment to present our Farting Hippo Award to MailChimp, who has completely removed our newsletter, deleted without access our 20,000 subscribers, and has embarked on a massive censorship campaign involving frontline nurses, doctors, Nobel Prize-winning scientists with impeccable integrity, pretty much brilliant minds everywhere who dare to challenge the status quo or big pharma, which has proven redundantly to have ulterior motives and a hidden agenda. So people of impeccable integrity are being censored, bringing to our attention safe, inexpensive cures, true election results, supporting our republic, and information concerning the fact that it is looking as if your vote does not count. It's who and how they count the votes that counts. So many of your votes were not even counted in this country with no, chain of control. So basically, so here's to you, MailChimp. You earned it. All right, that's the MailChimp. So we knew ahead of time MailChimp would do this, so we preserved our mailing list. We do have a new mail carrier soon, and we'll be able to once again inform the people of what the global elite, corporate-owned, and sponsored lamestream and social media refuse to tell us, the truth. Anyone ever ask, why won't they tell you the truth? Why they keep and any information about miracle healing technology, safe natural cures, fuelless energy, anti-countergravity, what the powers that were and their corrupt politicians have been up to, because they're owned by the very same people. So it doesn't take rocket science to figure that one out. They're corporate sponsored, and the same guys that are withholding these things are the ones, the war and disease profiteers. So anyway, I'll talk more about that, but these are the same characters that started and financed both sides of every war since Napoleon. They own the majority of your viewers. Anyone asks why the extreme censorship of frontline nurses, doctors, Nobel Prize-winning scientists that have a different story about the safety and efficacy of the jabs. Astrid Stuckelberger, lead scientist for the WHO, has made it very clear the CCP bioweapon, COVID-19, and the jab are nothing more than a population control and world domination program. Has anybody heard from her lately? You know, it's like she's the leading scientist for the WHO. So anyway, Biden's new door-to-door brute squad to pressure force people to get unsanctioned by the FDA jab and is asking for people to spy on their families and neighbors is lockstep with and mirrors the same plan Hitler used. And they call us Nazis, you know, it's like, seriously. Let's not forget the false flag events, you know, to demonize their enemies and turn children against their parents, neighbors against their neighbors, races against each other, as well as the gender war. So their whole thing is divide and conquer. And that's the same game plan, you know, that every dictator has used since the beginning of time. So this segues into Nevada's new Miss Nevada, actually being a Mr. Nevada, a biological male. And so add the biological males stating they identify as females, then entering female competitions, creating an unfair advantage, ending the careers and scholarships of many women. You know, it's as if the Democratic Party has declared war on women, you know, not to mention men, you know, as well, like on everybody, basically. And you know, unless, of course, you're gender confused, then they promote you to the highest offices. So, you know, Miss America and female sports are self-explanatory. They use the R preceded by the words Miss and female. You know, if I identify with the Tyrannosaurus Rex, it does not magically transform me into one. You know, last thing I'd want to do is compete with one as well. So let's use a little common sense here, folks. You know, things are organized for a reason. And so let's keep everything fair here. So anyway, this goes into a category of a new book I was thinking of writing, How to Survive Earth for Democrats and Dummies. You know, so they really need it spelled out for them, you know. So, okay, not all Democrats fit into this category. There are a few who are serving the people versus the extreme left now running the party, which is on a serious downward spiral, taking America with it. They're like lemmings going over a cliff, wanting everyone to join them. You know, between the ill effects of the jabs, the fake meat, the food and power shortages, runaway inflation, the border crisis, drastic increase in drug and child trafficking, you know, a foreign policy that is do everything opposite Trump did, no matter what the consequences, clearly shows it's not working. It's very apparent the vote for Biden as a vote against Trump was emotion-based. It was illogical and based on social engineering by the mainstream and social media, void of fact, you know. So all of their accusations have failed to bear fruit. And for those suffering from a serious case of cognitive dissonance and extreme denial, we'll spell it out. So anyway, this is how it works. The global elite and the CCP have joined together due to similar goals. They want total world domination and control with a massive reduction of global population. They are the war and disease profiteers. They use the mainstream and social media to carry out their plans, dividing America using the race, gender, and religion card, painting a false picture of themselves as do-gooders when it's in exactly the opposite. Basically, they've destroyed your right to gather, your freedom of speech. They've locked you in your homes. They've covered your faces with toxins and oxygen supply, causing, according to Stanford and other prestigious university research, brain damage, organ failure, and secondary pneumonia. So, you know, Spanish flu, the people died of secondary pneumonia from wearing the mask. The flu didn't kill as many people as the mask did. And this is from Dr. Fauci, who wrote this paper on it. He also wrote a paper that hydrochloroquine was not only a cure for all the COVIDs and everything else, it was also stopped you from getting it. Not only cured it, but it also stopped you from getting it. So a lot of these safe, effective cures, there's a lot of them out there. Check it out, you know, just do your own research, basically. So neither the WHO or the CDC can produce an isolate. I mean, we need to get over that. They cannot come up with an isolate. 15 university studies have also found no COVID-19 isolate in those who were diagnosed as dying from the disease. They did find influenza A and B, which miraculously disappeared during the pandemic. Everything was labeled, you know what. So they're saying they have a variant of a non-existent virus no one can isolate. And they, now they call it Delta. You know, did you know the 5G boxes installed on towers has a large chip marked COVID-19 in it? And the towers say Delta. You know, Delta's the sleep state. You know, you've got to be asleep to believe this stuff. So anyway, did you know a large portion of the jabs were saline solution to give a false sense of safety? The rest were 90% graphene dioxide. You know, look it up. It's a poison. It's magnetic. It responds to scanners and can be activated by 5G. So this is stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. I mean, there might be a few other people talking about this, but they're going to be short-lived on the internet. So pay attention, you know, to what's going on here, because I imagine this is going to disappear very soon. So anyway, so why, you know, have they had a massive ad campaign guilting and shaming you into getting the jab, you know, and now trying to make it mandatory, which includes your children, for a virus with a 99.8% survival rate, which almost 100% of the children will never get, or in worst case scenarios, experience symptoms like this is according to their own figures, basically. So just like last week, according to the CDC, deaths due to the vaccines jumped by 2,000, making 9,049 deaths were caused by the vaccinations. 438,441 adverse events came directly from the vaccine. And now even the CDC and the WHO agree there is no need to vaccinate the children or get boosters. You know, and, you know, it's like herd immunity has already kicked in, basically. So seriously, folks, you know, why do they need a massive ad campaign followed by making it mandatory, guilting and shaming, fear campaigns, threatening door-to-door force vaccines with Nazi-like tactics? You know, it's because Big Pharma are calling the shots. No pun intended. But that is basically what's happening. So is it because the manufacturer's past history, massive lawsuits in the past due to injuries? Do they want an off switch for the majority of humanity? You know, total domination control over every aspect of your life. You know, if you don't get the jab, they can make sure you don't go to any event. You can't even get groceries. You can't go in any store. You know, they want total domination control over every aspect of your life, your food, your fuel, your travel, your where you go, everything. And that's they've made that very clear. They've openly stated that. So go back and research that. You know, that's the end goal. And many are willing participants in their own enslavement and eventual demise due to naiveness, denial, critical thinking, and being research impaired victims of social engineering. So that's the bottom line. I'm going to read that again. So, you know, many are willing participants in their own enslavement and eventual demise due to naiveness, denial, critical thinking, and being research impaired victims of social engineering. Now, do you understand what that means? I mean, it's, you know, if you listen to the mainstream news and form your opinions on that and act on that, then, you know, this is going to be like the Darwin Award. You know, you're going to be removing yourself from the gene pool. So anyway, good luck with that one. So anyway, next they're going to go after your right to protect yourself, the Second Amendment, which is not just for hunting or protecting your home, farm, et cetera. You know, it's for protecting against governments that have gone rogue, trespassing on all of your God-given constitutional rights. The Democrats have driven gun and ammunition sales through the roof by doing just that. I mean, they have sold millions and millions of guns, and you can't even get ammo now because everybody's armed up. And I'd say that right there is a very clear message that the majority of Americans are pretty fed up. So hopefully we can get this straightened out pretty quick before they stand up and deal with it. But anyway, there's people putting their lives on the line to save as many people as possible. Some, you know, from themselves on, they're trying to save people from themselves because they're their own worst enemies because they won't listen to the facts or do their own research. So on that note, we'd like to offer our condolences to John McAfee, you know, the computer virus mogul who allegedly died in a Spanish prison, according to the papers written before the suicide, event, according to his wife. So before he even committed suicide, the papers were already written that he did commit suicide. I don't know how that works. I guess they're all psychic. I'll go into that later. You know, he was arrested for giving, you know, government officials computers on which he had back doors, and he gathered all the dirt on them, you know. And we also want to give our condolences for all who died in the Florida condominium collapse where McAfee and his family lived and stored all the data. You know, people are asking why it looks so much like a controlled demolition with an exotic beam weapon, you know, but those rumors and conspiracy theories were put to rest, you know, when they found a contractor to blame it on, you know, so we all know how that goes. You know, those wacky conspiracy theorists that won't get the jab, believe the election was stolen, and also saying it looked like a lot like the Twin Towers and other buildings that fell in their own footsteps, you know, next door, resembling a controlled demolition, you know, buildings no planes hit, like the triple insured Twin Towers. You know, of course, all the insider training, shorting airline stocks and triple insuring the buildings was verification of the fact that everyone involved were psychic. You know, these are all some really psychic people. You know, they had visions, and so they acted on those visions. You know where I'm going there. Anyway, we also want to give our condolences to, I hope I'm saying it, Jovenel Moïse, the president of Haiti, who was recently assassinated. His wife was also injured. It seems I saw a blog where somebody said they had two Americans, you know, in custody. And not only were they whistleblowers on the Clintons, they also spoke out against the jab. And now either topic will get you Arkansas'd. So, cited. So anyway, look that one up. You know, the next news articles confirm my suspicion in dealing with extreme denial of the obvious with the left. It's been proven conspiracy theorists on average have a much higher IQ than those who listen and believe the mainstream media. Let that sink in again. You know, those deplorable people that we consider totally illiterate and ignorant or whatever, that's, they've been proven that they on average have a much higher IQ. And so, might want to start listening to them. You know, speaking of IQ and mainstream news, CNN, or we call it RNN, the Reptilian News Network, has fallen below, you know, professional wrestling and ratings and believability. You know, it's hard to find a Stelzer or any other CNN anchor fan anymore. Evidenced by, you know, uncensored call-in shows where they're taken to task, you know, one caller after another asking them why they continuously lie, spin the truth. When they actually go public and they let the public have a voice, you know, this greatly elevates my faith in humanity because people are seeing through this and they're just not buying it. So anyway, as far as the rest of the mainstream media, let me circle back to you on that. You know, their staff is still trying to spin the unspinnable, especially the increasing demands for Joe to take a cognitive test. Might have to explain to him what it is first. But anyway, everything Biden is doing and saying is like he's working for some foreign hostile governments to take down America. Now, why would he do that? You know, it's not like Russia and China own him, you know, due to massive bribes orchestrated by his son. You know, that couldn't be it. You know, the only reason the majority of the Democrats would do that is because they hate America and are in leagues with and on the payroll of those who would like to see its demise. And this is obvious by their actions and where they're going with this. You know, pay attention, folks. You know, they'd like to see it become another socialist, communist, third world country. And when that happens, guess what? That's where you live. You know, you just destroyed your own social, economic, and physical environment, and you get to live there along with everybody else. So you think about it, why would anybody subject themselves and their constituents to an extreme loss of freedom, abject poverty, future genocide, as in other past socialist countries? You know, no one in their right mind would do that. You know, one would have to be critically thinking, research impaired, morally and integrally challenged, you know, to the point of no return. And that, folks, is who is now running the country. It's undeniable now, you know, not by popular demand, But by extreme fuckery, that's going to get me censored. I love that saying. It's coming out of Australia. They really call that one out quite a bit. So speaking of extreme fuckery, we'd like to give our admiration and gratitude to Dr. Michael Sala with ExoPolitics for taking on Stephen Greer to task for his completely irresponsible and dangerous stance concerning negative ETs. Greer repeatedly states that there are no negative ETs, totally ignoring the fact negative encounters with ETs have been recorded in every holy book and temple walls throughout history. His cognitive dissonance approach has had serious consequences with many of his followers. We get people calling us constantly, saying that, they turned the app on and then their life just went to hell, or they went to one of his groups and they've got, piggybackers on them, they're being manipulated or even possessed by unseen negative influences. So, the bottom line is we live in a world of polarity, as above, so below. Saying there are no negative ETs is like saying there are no negative humans. No child trafficking, no pedophiles, no thieves or morally challenged people. Lacking integrity. And so why would he make an extreme effort to hide this? That's the big question. He claims by telling the real history of Earth, intervention, both benevolent and malevolent, addressing seen and unseen negative influence is a form of ET racism. There goes that fashionable racism card again. Who uses that card? Let me think. Who would you be aligned with to keep using this racism card and bring it into the ET agenda? When you have no logical rationale to back your statements, you got to bring out the race card or something else. So anyway, Greer's also been very public about the need for population control, upon which he said, we said if you're a man of conviction, you first. Greer replied, I'm too important. I think everybody's equal and everybody's equally important and unimportant. We're all equal in this. Anyway, the real question everybody needs to ask is, why would you hold back that information? Why would you put people in spiritual, psychological, and physical danger by withholding that information? Why have so many government insiders and whistleblowers he relies upon that laid out the same story concerning negative ETs, abductions, experiments on the unwilling, creating severe trauma? Why would he ignore the gray reptilian alliance and their goals and agendas for humanity, which are despicable? Which group would benefit? Which group would prey on our naivety, and ignorance, wanting us all to take a blind eye to their operations, which are definitely not in the highest and best good of humanity, the earth. A little critical thinking and common sense goes a long way here. It's time to grow up, use discernment. This is not fear porn. This is basic common sense. Stop paying thousands of dollars for a half-truth, extreme irresponsibility that can open you up to unseen negative influences and that can have severe consequences. Develop your own inner sensitivity. Learn how to discern and clear any unseen negative influences. It's called self-mastery, which is not taught there. Use these tools to make your own contact. So I'm going to throw this out there for people. Here's a little ditty we're going to call C7 contact, Anyway, always begin by doing clearings. The method is in the books, Renew His Source, Becoming Gods, The Ultimate Soul Journey, and Anunnaki Return. And it's free on our website. It teaches you how to clear these unseen negative influences. If you have a resistance to this, most likely you are being influenced. So those are the very ones that don't want you to clear your space. So it's so important to create sacred space, fill your heart with love, joy, and bliss, with the intent of contacting spiritually and technologically advanced beings in service to Creator. Qualify the contact. It's so important. Don't just open up to anything. You can get into big trouble that way. The mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So raise your consciousness. Do not give your power away to anyone that does not empower you as an individual Anyone who is constantly using the I word endlessly talks about themselves, their accomplishments, many of which are highly disputed. You know, anyone that runs an authoritarian megalomaniac boot camp demanding total subservience is obviously off track. You know, you might want to ask why his entire staff leaves on a regular basis, why they cannot talk about it, ask where the money earmarked for humanitarian projects and free energy goes, and does the image he portrays on stage measure up to his personal life? The answers will shock you. And so we're just asking questions here, and I think they're questions that everybody should be asking. So the only reason we're bringing this up is the Galactic Federation asked us to. You know, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, you know, all of them are saying, hey, you know, we need to address this. We need to bring this up. You know, there's things are being done in their name that are not aligned with who they are and their true goals and intentions. So, you know, they, you know, I didn't want to bring this up, but they asked me to. And it's because a lot of people are in air, are connecting with the Gray Alliance and the reptilian beings and some of the other ones. And when you have no discernment and you open up to anything, you don't clear your space, no matter what, you know, unseen negative influences can jump in. So it's almost like using a Ouija board, you know. If you don't keep your space clear and if you can't sense, you know, do your inner sensitivity, the nature of a being, you should not be playing with these things, because you can, you know, open yourself up to serious consequences. So anyway, this is not the path to contact with spiritually and technologically advanced beings. You know, it's a path to contacting something else. So giving grays and reptilians cute, fuzzy names does not change the end game. You know, there's always a price to pay when you say no, the bill comes due, and you'll see their true motives and agendas. You know, ask Creator, your spiritual guardians, you know, or the spiritual and technologically advanced off-worlders to cut all cords, as well as any agreements or contracts you entered into, either willing or in ignorance, that do not serve your greater good. You know, this is a war between good and evil, and it's a multidimensional war manifesting in many ways. And there has been a controlled narrative deeply embedded in the UFO community for years. You know, time to wake up, wise up, and do your own research with critical thinking. Your ascension is not in the hands of any external being. It is within your own hands and comes from within by raising your consciousness or frequencies, making your own personal God, Creator, Great Spirit connection. It comes from within. Contact comes with enlightenment. It's time to stand in your own divinity and stop giving your power away to external forces. So anyway, that's all I have to say on that subject. And the only reason I am addressing this subject is a lot of the people, you know, if you want to really find out what's going on, check out, you know, Dr. Sala with Exopolitics, Michael Sala, check out Elena Danon. You know, she has a great book. I had it right here. What's her book? Elena Danon's book.
I don't know the title.
I forgot the title. Anyway, I'm reading it right now, but it's a great book. There's so many people out there that are talking about this, you know, and it's time to listen to them. You know, there's Peter Slattery, you know, in Australia. There's, I'm just brain farting, but there are a lot of people in there talking about this. And so, you know, even the Dolores Cannon stuff, you know, she was saying there aren't any negative ETs, there's no chemtrails and things like that. Well, on her deathbed, she totally changed that and said there are negative ETs and chemtrails are real and things like that. So anyway, a lot of them did not want to deal with, you know, the blowback from talking about this stuff or warning people about it. And so they didn't, you know, they left it alone, you know, for various reasons. So anyway, you know, it really is time to look at the big picture, the whole enchilada here. You know, coins have two sides. There's always a positive and negative. And again, it's just like humans, you know, the universe is just same thing. You know, there's beautiful beings out there, enlightened beings out there, and there's some very malevolent ones too. And so you got to develop your own inner sensitivity to discern the nature of contact and what you're working with and also do clarions. You know, there are, you have your own guardian angels, whatever you want to call them. You have your own connections to very advanced, spiritually and technologically advanced beings. You know, you have lifetimes there in the Pleiades and the Orion Council of Light, or in the Andromedas, the Sirians. A lot of you have been feline beings in past lives. And these memories are all coming up now because of the big shift going on. So it's all about discerning energy and frequency, and not being swayed by, you know, not having your minds taken over by too much data. You know, trust your feelings. You know, the feelings. If you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. It's that simple. But anyway, we're going to open it up and to questions. I've got. Let me see. I've got quite a few minutes here left. That's great. Wow, this is interesting. My clock just fell apart. So,
8:36.
Yeah, it's 8:36 right now. So we have plenty of time, you know, for questions. But you know, we need to realize that, you know, things are. I have to fix a few things here. There we go. Okay, we're good. So we're going to open this up for questions, and. My lovely assistant Myra here is going to read me any questions you might have. There's some I may not answer, but most of the time I will.
All right. We have why do negative entities come into my energy field?
So the reason, there's several reasons why negative energies come into your energy field. One, you're a threat, you know, and they want to shut you down. And this has been going on for, you know, basically from age 3 on with some people. They've been traumatized from age 3 on, like 3, 7, and 11 or something like that. They've had traumas or trespasses where they've tried to shut them down. And it's usually because you're a very powerful person. They don't want you to awaken to that. You already had some very advanced lifetimes, you know, in the 5th, 6th, or even 7th dimension on up. So they don't want you to awaken to this, they want to shut it down, shut you down. And so that's why they come in. So the thing about it is, if they aren't messing with you, it's because you're not a threat. And, you know, so it means you're just kind of doing the status quo thing. And so it comes with the territory. In the ancient Indian scriptures, they talk about the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons, you know, rear their ugly heads, and they try to sabotage that. So the closer you get in touch with your own God self and those other powerful lives you've had, the more they're going to interfere with that and try to stop it. But just remember, you have access to the source. You can bring the source down through your crown, through the heart, into every situation, and clear these energies out. And just laugh at them. They're going to tell you all kinds of nasty stuff and mess with you and create fear and tell you you're going to die and your family's going to die. And you know, they just create all these scenarios to control you. And the more you listen to them, the more they have an in. And they'll play with, they know your wounds and your traumas and your wrong conclusions from past experience. And they'll play on those and use those to distract you or divert you from your path. And there's some people very early on that, you know, they chose willingly to work with these beings, and some in ignorance are working with these beings. So it goes back to self-mastery, discernment, you know, trusting your inner sensitivity, and learn how to heal unseen negative influence. It's all part of self-mastery, you know, being here on the earth.
How do I recognize when I'm getting attacked versus being triggered and I need something to heal?
That's a good question, you know. You know, I always tell people it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's some wound or trauma or wrong conclusion from past experience, or it's some external force. You can clear both of them, because either one aren't you. They're just things you picked up along the way. So don't beat yourself up and lay guilt trips on yourself. Just clear the energy. It's just consciousness and energy. It's an event that's still in your fields that can be erased, you know, by your own God self or higher dimensional beings. So it's not important. Don't don't waste a lot of time trying to figure it out, because you're in the mind, and in the mind, you know, the intellect is like a drop in the sea of consciousness compared to your emotional body and your astral body and your soul body, your etheric body and your Christ body, all the other bodies. It's so small, you're never going to figure it out. You know, you can't capsulize God in the intellect. It's impossible. So you really have to surrender, go within, feel it, and again, clear it, do a healing. You know, bring in your own God self, or if you know who your main teacher and guide is, bring them in as well, and just make sure you're working with fifth dimensional beings on up.
How can I stay in my heart when I'm being attacked by negative entities all the time?
I tell you something, once, you know, I've had these entities come through friends, family, lovers, everything. I mean, to where I became just kind of reclusive and I learned that love is the ultimate power in the universe, that the ultimate power is love and God is love. So basically we can channel that love through us. And one time, I was in a relationship and it was brutal. And she did everything she could, like betrayal in your face, just everything to take me down. And I was meditating and, you know, the divine feminine energies came in and they told me very clearly, they said, you know, they said, no matter how much it hurts, you have to keep loving. And because love is the only thing that will take you through and carry you through. And so I realized that I needed to stop trying to manipulate or fix things or anything else. I had to center myself in love and just tell that person, look, I love you, but I also love myself enough that you're going to have to make a decision. I'm not going to engage in all this nonsense anymore. You know, you're going to have to heal and make a decision whether you're going to get into it and focus on love and joy and bliss, or you're going to play these other games. And it was so empowering when I finally surrendered to that. All of a sudden, I couldn't get involved in the drama anymore. I couldn't get involved anymore because I said, I'm just going to love this person no matter what. And it's either going to drive them out of here or it's going to heal them, one or the other, you know. But I'm not, you know, we are loving, joyous, powerful, you know, manifesting beings. And the question is, why do we give that up? Why do we let others steal that joy from us? And when you understand that, you know, you're no longer in need of acceptance and approval or love outside of yourself. It comes from within, and you can love more unconditional. So that was my experience with it. One time I was in another, you know, I'm not immune to lessons and relationships and things like that. And I was in another this was when I was about 19 or 20. I was about 25 or 27, somewhere around there. It was after the near-death experience. Numbers and time, I can't, it's hard to figure out anymore. Because when you're in a certain level, it's more emotional experience and not time. You know, the power of the emotion is how you remember things. But anyway, Ezekiel came in. I was in a bad relationship, and this girl was saying, you know, I think I'm going to date this guy in the band, and I think I'm going to do this and that, and telling me all this stuff. And I'm going, oh, man. I go, this is terrible. And so we were going out to dinner that night. Before we went out to dinner, I was meditating, and Ezekiel came in, pulled me out of my body, took me way back in space, and I looked back at Earth, and he said, this is who you are, and those are your problems. So I was this immense, expanded light being and looking back at the Earth, and he goes, there's your problems, you know, right there. So when I came back, all the problems fell away. They're nothing. They're minuscule compared to who I realized I was. And so when I went out to dinner, she started saying all these things to me. And I go, you know, if that makes you happy, I really think that's where you need to go. That's what you need to do. And I said, as a matter of fact, I should probably take you home right now so you can get after that, you know, and took her home and dropped her off. And I had no loss, none of that gut wrench or sadness or anything else. It was a total transformation. So we have the ability to be pulled out of those events if we trust our higher self or our God self, whatever you want to call it. You know, there's Jesus, Mary, Babaji, you know, Yukteswar, Yogananda, all these guys, masters that have walked the earth that we know that can help us with this. You know, Kuan Yin, there's both feminine and masculine. And we can call on them and ask for help. And, you know, within us is the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And we can access that. And it's like this universal ultra-dimensional phone book, and we can connect to all these beings once we understand that and get the help we need. And there's a lot of times where I wasn't getting what I needed here on earth, and I would turn to Mary and I'd get so filled with that beautiful divine feminine love that nothing else mattered. And we can all do that. You know, we just have to put the time in, you know, to make those connections. Hope that answered the question.
How do I keep my child's frequency high as she grows up?
Okay, that's a tough one. With children, I think it's in Reunion with Source where I wrote a chapter on parenting masters. And it's a really interesting thing because basically when they're younger, first of all, we need... the best thing to do is find out who their main teacher and guide is, and you can work through them, and you can do clearings that we teach here, you know, in the self-mastery courses, and they're on the website too. And you can keep them clear that way, and it's a constant thing. They have their own guides, and most of these beings now coming in are very powerful. They're coming in from these advanced civilizations, and so we have to kind of maintain some kind of sacred space, but they have their own lessons as well, you know, that they need to learn. And then we get up to about 12 or so on, you know, it's like all you can do is provide a foundation, and then they have to establish their own identity. So they are going to break away and they are going to resist. And those things are natural, and you just have to let them do it. And, you know, they're going to have to learn their own lessons and gain the wisdom through experience. And hopefully by then they have a good foundation that way they can work from. And they'll come back around later, you know, and realize, you know, what it was all about. But it's a process that they're going to go through. So, again, it's important to know who your main teacher and guide is, bring them in, or you can work with, you know, some of the masters, known masters. Or, you know, you can find out who their main teacher and guide is. If you know theirs and yours, it's even better. And you can call that in and go through that technique where, you know, you clear out any cords, any connections, any unseen negative influences. You can even clear out any past life traumas, childhood traumas, everything. You can use those connections to clear these things and keep them safe. And I notice a lot of the kids coming in now, it keeps coming up. These beings are like six-dimensional Pleiadians. They're master teachers from the Pleiades incarnating right now and other places. And it's just mind-blowing who these kids are. And when I see these kids, I'm just blown away at their energy. And I get this big grin from them, and they just want to come and hug me. And their parents freak out when that happens. But, you know, it's I'm harmless, you know. So, you know, but I love kids, you know. Like, we have kids here all the time, and we hook up the infrared spotlight and the third gen night vision. And they get to see all the orbs and the fairies and the lights and everything else going on, and they just like their home. They love it. It's amazing. Nobody's going to take that away from them. So it's important to support their spiritual self, you know, their higher self, whatever name you want to give it, and take them places that also support that as well.
Okay, so you pretty much answered the next question, but my teenager doesn't want to live on Earth. What can I do to bring her back into her heart?
Boy, I mean, who does? you know, it's like we have a lot of people transitioning and crossing over. And, you know, people come to me with this story and they're really sad and everything. What are you sad for? I said, they're the lucky ones. You know, I've already had two near-death experiences and I go back and forth all the time. And we just have to make sure they get to the higher levels. But I think it's real important these kids know that they're okay, and what they're feeling and sensing just might be accurate, and they might be living in a dysfunctional planet, and that's in deep need of healing, and there may be nothing wrong with them. They may be seeing things exactly as they are, and also, you know, it'd be good to give them some type of training or healing to help deal with those things, depending on how old they are. We have to help them along and do the clearance for them and keep them clear. But, you know, as soon as they can, it'd be good for them to learn how to set boundaries and maintain their own self-authority and clear any unseen, you know, negative influences, and just learn to judge, you know, intent, you know, feel the intent of who you're working with, feel, you know, you can feel their end goals, feel if it's highest and best good to connect with them, you know, and just kind of teach them tools for discernment. You know, we're working on doing a school here eventually. I don't know how soon that's going to come out, but it's going to be an amazing school once it comes together, and the kids will learn these things, and we'll probably go online with it as well. And that's one of our goals. But right now we're just trying to get through the next couple of years, you know, with all the craziness, you know. But, you know, the world we have open to us right now is amazing. It's a mind blower. We have, you know, fearless energy. We have anti-counter gravity. We have replicators. We have med beds. We have everything we need to create the most incredible utopia on the planet. And not, you know, living enslaved in abject poverty, which is where these other guys want to take us. And it's up to us to choose that world. And, you know, all these vaxes and the homeless and all the war and disease profiteers, you know, they're going to be gone. They're not going to be able to function because they're not frequency specific anymore. And those people are going to be taken out by the frequent incoming frequencies eventually, because the earth is ascending. But we can all participate in that shift. And, you know, we have heaven on earth available to us now, but we have to get on it, you know, get busy and make it happen, you know, bring usher it in.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on negative entity attachments and who are they? I know you've kind of gone over that.
Yeah, negative entity attachments. Basically, there are just discarnate humans that didn't go anywhere. They died a very quick death or a sudden death, or some of them have unfinished business. They have a lot of attachment to the earth. And some were just, you know, really negative entities, and they got stuck in the astral level and the lower astral level. And in the lower astral level, you also have, you've got the gray alliance in there, reptilians are in there, what we call demons are in there, really disfigured humans, a lot of very messed up people. And there's a lot of control and manipulation on those levels. And so we want to get out of that through the psychic barrier into the fifth dimension on up. And that's unity consciousness, where everybody's working in harmony. And so those are the entities that are influencing people. Now, they have a mental body and an emotional body. They just don't have a physical body. So you have a mental body and emotional body as well. And not all your thoughts are yours, and not all your feelings are yours too. They may be coming from them or other people in your surroundings or things like that. So again, it goes back to self-mastery, finding your center. You know, set some boundaries. Hey, this is not mine. These aren't my feelings. These aren't my, you know, and clear these energies. Whether you're yours or not, you can clear these energies. And so, and that's what it all boils down to. But, you know, if you're feeling a lot of, you know, sadness for no reason, you're feeling, you're getting sick a lot, you're having a lot of accidents, odds are you're being affected, you're being influenced. Those are some of the byproducts of these beings being around. And just feeling dread, you know, the really nasty ones will project overwhelming dread on you, like you're going to die in the next moment and things like that. And some of the part of the gray alliance are really nasty at that. They do that, the tall grays especially. And so, you know, again, to make these guys fuzzy and cute is not a good idea. We need to know who they are and how to deal with them, you know, if we're going to be responsible and enlightened. Because enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it. The whole enchilada, both sides of the coin, not just dealing in half-truths. And so it's really important to teach, you know, the whole, you know, on what's happening and how to deal with the whole. And that's called, you know, empowering the individual, you know, and the other stuff is vampirism, basically, you know.
When someone asks if I've taken the vax, how should I act authentically or respond?
Well, if somebody says I've taken the vax,
Or ask you, like you go to the store and you're not
I
gonna.
distance myself right away. You know, be honest with you, because I know what's in it and I know about the shedding and I know about everything else. So, yeah, I mean, just because you're trying to be a nice guy doesn't mean you should put yourself in harm's way. And you know, it's sad that people have that choice, but they're forcing you to make a choice too, to distance yourself. And it is going to be necessary, but there are things that can mitigate that, you know, pycnogenols and some other things. What is that one? I'm brain
Sermon,
Saramin, yeah,
ivermectin.
ivermectin, all those things, you know, can help with that. But
Talk to you.
pycnogenols isolated, you know, so, and that's important for people that have been vaxxed and that don't want to, you know, get the shedding. Boy, there's something else that'll come to me, but there's a lot of things. But I'm not a doctor, and these are things that I do, so I'm not practicing medicine. But just research, do some research out there. Find the doctors with impeccable integrity, the ones that really want to help you heal. There are a lot of them out there, and just stay away from the ones that are just businessmen, you know. So it looks like I got the done signal here.
Oh, okay.
Wait a second. Yeah, we're done. Yeah, so my producer has sent me the we're done signal. So anyway, everybody check out the website, eSETI.org. Our new newsletter will be up. And keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And, you know, do your part. Yeah, because we're all going to be called to task here in the days to come. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.